Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. So tonight's topic is somewhat of a continuation from last night's, where we spoke about people delaying Musaf, these Kiddush clubs that people are having in their homes, you know, taking their time, breaking between Shacharis and Musaf, and pushing Musaf off till later, when now you have an obligation to also daven Mincha. Now, the question becomes, should one daven Mincha or Musaf first? Now, that's, of course, a big question nowadays. And what would the tzad to daven Mincha first versus Musaf? So let's go first discuss, what is this Zman of Musaf in the first place? We touched it upon yesterday, but let's just go through it a little bit clearer today. What is this Zman Musaf? So there is a machlokas in the Mishnah, Maseches Brachos Daf Chaf Vav Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says, according to the Tanna Kamma, Shem Musafim Kol Hayom, that the mitzvah, the Dav Nechiv to Dav Musaf is all day long. You have all day until Shkia to Dav Musaf. The Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Ad Sheva Shal. So you only have until the seventh hour of the day. So we always passing like the Tanna Kamma. So one would imagine you have all day to daven Musaf. That being said, the Gemara on Chaf Ches Amin Aleph says, even though you do have all day to daven, like the Chacham say, all day to daven Musaf, Rabbi Yochanan says, one who davens somewhat later in the day, Nikra Poshea, he's called negligent. So it's very discouraged to daven so late in the day. So it comes out as we really passing like Rabbi Yehuda, you should daven before the seventh hour of the day. If you have to wait till afterwards, you have the rest of the day to daven. And that's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Pei Vav, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Zman Tfilas Musaf Miyad Achar Tfilas Shachar. When you finish Shacharis, now begins the Zman to daven Musaf. We already said, yes, you don't have to daven immediately. It's recommended, but you don't have to. But the Zman Musaf starts at that point. V'ein Lachara Yosef Miyad Sof Sheva Shosh. You should not delay davening Musaf after the seventh hour. Vim his palel also achasheva shalos. If you do daven after the seventh hour, says the mechaber, nikra poshe, like the Gemara says, you're called negligent. V'yavah piken your yotzei de chavaso anyways. So this man is really within the seventh hour. So what happens if a person now, there's a very small window where these two could really overlap in an ideal state. Let's say you're after the sixth and a half hour of the day, which is when Zman Mincha begins, and now it's still the Zman of Musaf. That 30-minute window or so, which one should you daven first, Mincha or Musaf? Now, it still would apply also, even if you delayed Musaf afterwards, after the 7th hour, even though it's not ideal, still, if it's the 9th hour of the day and you didn't daven Musaf yet, which should you daven first, Musaf or Mincha? Now, this is a very, very straightforward Gemara here in Brachos Daf Chaf Ches Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, Hayu lefanav shtei tefilos. You're standing in front of you two different tefilos. Achash Mincha, Achash Musaf. Which one comes first? And so the Tanna Kamma says, Mispal shel Mincha. You should daven Mincha first, v'acharkach Mispal shel Musaf. Why does Mincha come first? K'shezu tadira, v'zo einu tadira. Mincha is more tadir. We have a klal, tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodim. Daven Mincha first, and then daven Musaf afterwards. And the Rashi points out, this is the Tanna Kamma who holds, you have all day to daven Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa says, no, Mispal Shel Musaf, you should daven Musaf first, and then Mincha, because Zu Mitzvah Overis, you only have a couple hour minutes left to daven Musaf. For him, Rabbi Yehuda holds 7th hour is a hard end. So you have to daven Musaf first, and then Mincha. So how do we paskin? We paskin like Chachamim, of course. So what happens if a person presented with two Trilas, you should first daven Mincha, and then daven Musaf afterwards. That's how we paskin. But Tosas asks, what do we all do Yom Kippurim? Yom Kippur, we all have an extended tefillah, and we go past Mincha Gedola time, past 12:30, and we daven Musaf, even though it's also Zman Mincha. Shouldn't we be saying Mincha and then Musaf on Yom Kippur? So Tosa says, you should be very careful. Make sure the minute you daven in, davens Musaf before Zman Mincha. That's what he paskins. So that's very challenging in many places. But then Tosa says, no, the truth is, when the Gemara says we're going to see no less than 4 answers how to address the Yom Kippur question. How are you allowed to daven Musaf before Mincha? So again, the first answer is you shouldn't. Musaf should come first. You should make sure to daven Musaf earlier. And if it's delayed, Tosos implies, say Mincha before Musaf of Yom Kippur. The second answer of Tosos is that no, the only time we say Mincha comes before Musaf is if you want to daven both at the same time. But let's say you don't want to daven Mincha now. You want to come back later. Or daven 3 hours later, then it's not shayach. You could daven Musaf now, and then 3 hours later daven Mincha. It's only a question if you want to accomplish both Musaf and Mincha at one slot. Then you should have Mincha first, and then Musaf. But if you're not interested in davening mincha right now, then you can daven misa first. So that's the case in many places Yom Kippur. There's an hour break or so, 45-minute break. You're not interested in davening mincha now. So then you'll have to daven musaf, and then later on, an hour later, to daven mincha. The third answer, and I'll recap all these to make them hopefully clear. Rabbeinu Yonah, Tam Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, when we said mincha comes first, it's only when you want to daven mincha gedola. If not, rather, mincha katana. Later on in the day, then we say daven mincha and then musaf. But we're talking about mincha gedola early in the day, 12:30, for sure daven musaf first, and then after daven mincha. We only say mincha comes before musaf if it's later on until mincha katana time. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding. And the fourth explanation is the Rambam. And again, I'll recap everything to make it clear, hopefully. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, that the din of the Gemara that mincha comes before musaf is only when you're davening biyachidus, which of course might be relevant now. But when you're davening at tzibur, we always have musaf before mincha because we don't want the tzibur to get confused. So the tzibur, musaf before mincha, that's why Yom Kippur, we always have musaf before mincha. Biyachidus, however, then we should have mincha before musaf. So now let's bring it to our case now. We have four answers why we're allowed to daven musaf before mincha and Yom Kippur, even though the halacha is mincha, should come before musaf. So how does it apply to us? So Tosfos first says, we shouldn't get involved in this question. Make sure to daven musaf before this month. Don't wait so long. That would really solve all problems. If you do delay it, so then you have the other answers, that only if you want to daven mincha now is it a shaila. So what a person should do is, don't have in mind to daven mincha now, and there's not a shaila. And then number three, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, is don't wait till mincha katana. It's only shy by mincha katana. But mincha dola, there's not a shayla, and musaf does come first. And for the Rambam, we're biyachidus. So for the Rambam who holds biyachidus, we should talk about davening mincha before musaf. So what do you do about that? How do we paskin? I know it's a little bit confusing, but hopefully it'll all come out clear at the end of the day. So the Mechaber, of course, in their Ma, brings down all four answers as Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim, and doesn't give us how to be Machriya the Din. What should we be doing? So the Aruch HaShulchan comes to save us. Because according to the four answers, two of the answers will tell us we should daven Mincha first if we're davening in a house. And the other two answers are going to tell us, no, daven Musaf before Mincha. So how do we paskin Halach L'maisa? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that Etzleinu, amongst our community, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Lo Shemanu, I never heard of anyone who says, Maktim Mincha Musaf. No one ever says, Mincha before Musaf. Ah, the Gemara Paskin, Mincha should be before Musaf. It's not the Minog. The Minog is not the Paskin that way, and therefore we should not do it. And he says, even if it's all the way Mincha Katana time, later in the day you still haven't davened Musaf, even then the Aruch HaShulchan says, we never ever have anyone davening Mincha before Musaf. And Rabbi Storch told me that he spoke to Rav Willig. Rav Willig said the same thing. When a person davens in the house, even be yechidus, he doesn't want people to get confused. You should always make sure to daven musaf before mincha. Now the best eitzah in order to satisfy all opinions, of course, is daven musaf earlier. That's the best. Daven musaf before the 6.5 hour of the day. That's number one. If for whatever reason you woke up late or forgot to, then the other option is don't have in mind to daven mincha now. Have a mind to daven just musaf, and then an hour later daven mincha. That was the answer of the Tosfos. But either way, halacha maisa, even if one does delay, it's highly discouraged that one daven mincha before musaf, because it's going to get very, very confusing for everyone else moving forward. I'm not sure what the topic is for tomorrow night. I do have a number of suggested topics. Maybe I'll talk tomorrow night about Kiddush. People were asking me about Kiddush. Halachas of saying Kiddush. Do you need mezonos? Do you have a shako? Can you make Kiddush on schnapps? All those different halachas. Maybe tomorrow night we'll discuss that. And everyone have a wonderful evening. And great seeing you.